Welcome to Scratch Hit Sports. Right back at you. Got Super Bowl week coming up. Steve Langton.
Super Bowl! What's up, Ryan Hilton?
Yo, we're right here talking a little bit of Pro Bowl to start things off. What was up with that Pro Bowl game last week?
What is the Pro Bowl anyway?
I don't know why the Pro Bowl's before the Super Bowl anymore. I mean, it was kind of cool, you know, to have one more football game after the Super Bowl. And it's pretty boring. I mean, you know, it was cool that they had the fantasy draft this year with Team Rice and Team Sanders, but still a Pro Bowl and it doesn't mean anything. It's an exhibition game. It's kind of, I mean, like, at least like the All-Star game in baseball has some value, where the winning team gets home field advantage in the Super Bowl.
I don't know if you could do that, because the World Series is different.
So let's have a Pro Bowl before the season starts in football.
Get
rid of the preseason. Let's have a Pro Bowl. How about that?
Well, that's even weirder, too, because how do you know who's doing the best that year?
No, it doesn't matter. The Pro Bowl should be like the All-Star game. It should be fan votes. Who do you want to see in the game?
I can see how you're doing that. Yeah, fan votes.
So let's scratch the old preseason off, because they're talking about that anyways.
Like we were talking about last week, though, they do need to change something dramatically.
Yeah, so let's change that. Let's change that. Let's get rid of the preseason.
Hashtag, we're changing the Pro Bowl.
Changing it. Anyway, so this year's Pro Bowl, 22-21, Team Rice beat Team Sanders.
Ooh, Terry, the GOAT.
The GOAT. Yeah, he came through. You know, I would take an offensive player to win the game with 41 seconds left, going for two-point conversion to take the win. That's pretty epic. But this year's Super Bowl, that's what we are here to talk about today.
Super Bowl time, man.
Super Bowl time.
Everyone loves the Super Bowl.
It's the biggest game of the year.
Everyone loves it. It's one of the biggest, like, sporting events in the world. And more people watch this than anything else on TV. And I don't know how many people are really going to want to go to the game this year because of how cold it's going to be, but it's the Super Bowl, man.
The NFL, actually, I think Roger Goodell put this in place. They're offering people who are going to the Super Bowl, you know, some amenities when they go to the game because it's going to be outside. They're issuing a beanie and a hat, like, or a hat and a scarf and gloves.
Oh, wow, that's kind of cool, though.
That is kind of cool. I mean, you're going to be sitting in the
snow. They better be special. They better be, like, outstanding freaking cool, though.
No, they're going to be pretty boring.
Yeah.
They're, you know, they're black and they have, like, the Super Bowl logo on them. Yeah, whatever, though. Like, that's pretty cool.
I guess so.
But I mean, you know, if the game was in Palo Alto and it's a little chilly, they're going to be like, yeah, whatever, screw it. Like, you know? And that's why it's not Palo Alto anymore. They're like, oh, show off our new stadium in New York and it's freezing. It's like, dude.
It holds more people than any other stadium in the United States.
For as far as NFL goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, true. I mean, that's cool. But still in the snow. Like, this is going to be lame.
You got to get back in there like the snow, man.
Yeah. I mean, so that's kind of lame. But, you know, so to take in the Super Bowl, we played a Super Bowl matchup of Madden.
Madden!
All right, so
Steve's not very good at this game, so I had to teach him a lesson.
The last time we played, he beat me. Granted, he was the Patriots and I was the Eagles, so he had the far superior quarterback. I'm just going to put it there.
Okay,
so
all right.
In this matchup, we're talking, you know, quarterbacks, Manning, Russell Wilson. I would say Manning's the far superior quarterback.
Yeah, he is, but I think I did him wrong this game.
So let's just talk about a key things that happened in this game. Just going to throw the score out there first. 28-21 Seattle. How did that make you feel, Ryan?
Well, first off, I was Denver. I picked Denver.
Yeah, you first picked Denver, and I had to take Seattle. Just like in the fantasy draft we did, you won. You got the pick, so he took Denver.
I took Denver, and I wanted it, and I just did it wrong. And you know, this game pretty much is what's probably going to come down in the real Super Bowl, I feel like, too.
I mean, maybe. That could be exactly what the score is going to be. I don't want it to go out the way it did. I actually want Denver to win. I like Peyton. And, you know, I like Tom Brady maybe better. We talked about that before. But, you know, I like Peyton Manning. He's an OG quarterback, and, like, he deserves to win. He definitely brought his team there. I mean, whatever. They're stacked
OG
on offense. But, yeah. So let's get into the scoring for the game.
So from the coin toss, Steve won it. And he elected to receive.
I received it. Switching up my skills a little bit. Let's go receive
it. It's not something you usually do. You usually like to defer.
I do like to defer, especially with a good defense like Seattle. Throw your defense out there early so you can stop Manning. But you know what? I need to take the tie.
Whatever.
But I had to punt. My offense got shut out. 3-0.
And on that first drive, I threw it all the way down and scored.
Yeah. That was a 33-yard touchdown.
Oh yeah, Welker, baby, Welker. He's making that slot receiver move. Yeah,
that was a good play. So you go up
7-0 at the end of the third or first.
End of the quarter, it's 7-0. Go into the second quarter, and this was Manning's worst nightmare.
Debacle. Straight up debacle.
Interception. Boom. Turn it around. Seattle, touchdown. 2 minutes later, another interception. Boom. Touchdown, Seattle.
That hurts. Stop.
Do it one more time. Boom. Interception. No! Touchdown, Seattle. Lynch with two touchdowns there, and Michael Robinson, the fullback, with a touchdown. And it's 21-7.
Fullback, where did that come from?
It was on a 3rd and 5, and I busted out the fullback run right up the gut.
Oh my god.
That might happen too, but let's check this out. 21-7 at the half.
All right, halftime. After my debacle, I need to do something there. I've like ruined Peyton Manning's career right here.
That was Richard Sherman talking. He had 2 of those interceptions.
Oh, stop it, I hate to cut.
Richard.
Oh my god, Predator 2.0.
Still making Harbaugh look good, even though he made him look bad.
All right, don't talk about that. That hurts. But anyway, halftime. I need to turn this around. So what do? What Peyton Manning does best. Act like a general. Just no huddle offense. Rushing all the way down the field. I kept running it, passing it. I was making your defense move.
I know. You got me stuck in a bad D, and I couldn't switch off the field. And you were able to run 4 plays in a row where I only had 2 cornerbacks on the field, and you were going 4 wide. Man, you were dicing me up.
I was getting you.
Yeah.
I was in a Hail Mary, like,
that's
kind
what
of
I'm
like
saying.
Setup.
Yeah, I was in a 4-2, and you were running the Hail Mary. That was bad news for me. So then who scored that touchdown for you?
So who scored that touchdown? Thomas. It was a little 4-yard run.
Yeah.
Because it was still no huddle offense, and I was down there, and he was just the number one wide receiver. Put him in a little drag and pulled him in, got the touchdown.
Boom. All right, so it's 21-14 at the end of the third quarter. That was pretty good. Fourth quarter now.
Oh, this
is where the money is made in the Super Bowl.
The money quarter.
Is made.
This quarter's worth a lot more.
You tied the game up first, so the tides had totally turned. Where it was 21-7 me, it was now 21-21. Who scored that touchdown for you?
Thomas again. I just decided to start throwing to the Denarius. I felt like the whole game I kept throwing it to my tight ends, Wes Welker, Decker, and I just kind of forgot about it.
Tell him the situation though. 2:23 left, a 4th down. I call a timeout because I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get the ball back with 2:23.
4th and 2, and I told Demaryius to do that same play I got him on the last one. I dragged him again.
And I got burned, and I called a timeout.
I got the first down, but I kept running it for that touchdown.
Kept running it. He got some nice blocks there and had it. 2:17 left, I get the ball. What does Seattle do best?
Run the
ball. Who came through the MVP performance? Marshawn Lynch.
What did he do?
He scored a touchdown with 24 seconds left.
He had 3 touchdowns in general.
3 touchdowns in the game. Kicked that field goal with Hauschka. 28-21. But the game's not over yet.
The game is not over. I got time left.
25 seconds left at the time of the kickoff. Kick it to you. You get to about the 25. And then what happens?
Throw an interception.
Man.
Right in the touchdown. I got outside the pocket though, and I'm like, he was open for a second. Oh my god, it was
so
close.
You drove all the way down the field.
All the way down the field.
Through an interception in the end zone.
That's probably what's going to happen in the game, man. And that's why I love Madden, because it's just like the real thing almost.
So here are some stats from the game. 344 total yards offense for Denver, 47 rushing yards, 297 passing. Seattle, 258, 153 rushing, 105 passing. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Could happen. You guys score more or have more yards, but the interceptions kill you. First down, 17-14, Denver. Third downs, 4-7, Denver, 2-4, Seattle. Fourth down, 2-2, Denver. That was huge. I think you scored 2 touchdowns on 4th downs.
That's they were both in the second half.
Yeah. Red zone, touchdowns, Denver, 2-3, Seattle, 4-5. Turnovers, this was the killer. You had 4, I only had 1.
So those interceptions. And Peyton Manning does this in real Super Bowl, throws those interceptions. That's what's going to happen.
I mean,
this
does not sound like a Peyton Manning line. 24 for 33, 332 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions. That's not a Peyton Manning line.
No, that's not
a
Peyton Manning.
Is this a Russell Wilson line, though? 9 for 12, 117 yards, no touchdowns, no picks?
Ugh. I might throw a turnout over in there.
Yeah. But either way, not a very good line for him. Moreno, 9 for 43. He was your number one guy. Ball came off the bench, 3 for 4. Not a really good rushing attack. Marshawn Lynch on the other side, 18 rushes, 115, 3 touchdowns, and a fumble. Not a bad game. Michael Robinson, 2 touches, 22 yards with a touchdown. Russell Wilson, 1 for 16, no touchdowns. All right, not too bad. Receiving, that was all Denver. Denver had all the receiving.
Decker, they have all those options.
Decker and Welker with 6 catches each, over 119 each. Welker with a touchdown, Decker none. Demaryius Thomas, 5 for 51, 2 touchdowns. All you, my top receiver, Zach Miller, 4 for 32. I mean, 117 yards out of your quarterback, you're not getting any receivers with over 100. That just doesn't happen.
No.
Seattle, 3 sacks, Denver, 2. But it was the interceptions that made this game happen.
Yep.
4 interceptions from Seattle.
Peyton Manning can't turn it over. That's their main part of their whole libido right there. If he turns it over, it's done. It's way, way gone.
Richard Sherman with 2 interceptions. And then it's a real toss-up. Who's your Super Bowl MVP? Is it Richard Sherman with 2 picks that led to 2 touchdowns? Or is it Lynch with 3 touchdowns?
Just because I hate the guy, Lynch with 3 touchdowns, because I hate Sherman.
And that makes me feel good. Cal guy. Marshawn Lynch went to Cal.
Marshawn Lynch.
So, that was our Madden Super Bowl. 28-21. Seattle takes it over Denver. With 20 seconds left in the game.
We're 1-1 in the past 2 weeks, Steve, though.
We're 1-1. So
I'm going to turn it around next week.
Yeah. All right. We'll tell you about that. That's a different story. Anyway, so now we're going to go to what we think is actually going to happen in this year's Super Bowl. So right now we're talking this year's Super Bowl, and we're going to go with the betting line first, because that's hugely important for what our scores are going to be based on.
That's definitely what we use to make our scores. So, what's the betting line going down as?
Denver's favorited by 2. Less than a field goal, more than an extra point.
But it kind of confuses me, because I feel like most people around the league and a lot of people out there are choosing Seattle right now, and everyone's saying defense, defense, defense. I think they're underestimating the big OG man, Peyton Manning.
I agree. It's the game and the weather, I think, could make a big impact either way.
It's going to be the weather. It has to be the weather.
It has to be the weather. Exactly. And I think the weather makes a big impact. But towards the other team, I think it makes an impact.
All right.
So what do you think is going to be the score, Brian?
So I got Denver winning the game. Not maybe because I'm a little biased and I do not like them Seattle Seahawks. But I still think the Seattle Seahawks are a really good team. But I got Denver winning 27-23. And it's all about Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning is the MVP of my game. He will get picked off by Sherman. He will get tested by that secondary. But he's going to turn around at the end of the game, use his general-like mindset of that offense, go some no-huddle, move it around as much as possible, and pick on that secondary. Just like literally like push them around. Like they're little kids or all that schoolyard, and work it all the way down the field on a late score to win the game.
How many times does he say Omaha?
Oh my god, I'm 1.5 billion.
Okay.
He's going to donate a lot of money.
27-23, I like that. A little higher than I'm going to go. I'm going to go 21-17 Denver. So what I was saying with the weather impacting, the weather will make an impact against Seattle and against Marshawn Lynch in particular, I think. Which hurts me to say. But
he needs to eat more Skittles.
Running in the rain is tough. Running in the snow, I gotta imagine, is gonna be a lot tougher.
You're breathing hard and it's cold out there.
And he likes to truck stick guys, and he likes to pivot hard and make hard turns and cuts and smash into people and spin off them and keep running. I feel like his traction is gonna be really tough. I mean, you know, that when it's raining, they give the guys the longer cleats, but then they complain that they get stuck in the ground. They're not able to make those pivots. So I don't know what's going to happen here. So I'm just saying, I think that's going to be the impact. MVP, I'm going Peyton Manning. Why? Peyton. Denver's going to get up early, and Seattle's going to try and fight back, but they're not going to be able to. And I'm going, you know, like I said, 21-17. It's going to be 3 Manning touchdowns. And he'll probably throw for 300 yards. He might have an interception or two. But he'll have more touchdowns than interceptions. And the Denver defense will hold back Seattle at the end of the game.
Or do you think of some of those that interception or two that he throws in the game are due to weather?
They could be. But I also think Richard Sherman will net at least one. I like Sherman. I think he's a good player, and he'll show up big in this game.
All right, well, what does this mean for your winning team and your losing team? What does it mean for Denver? What does it mean for Seattle for you? All
right, well, I'm going to go with the losers first. The losers, they're in the Super Bowl. Seattle, they have a huge, huge issue with contracts next year. A lot of their guys on their team are going to be due for raises. You go into the Super Bowl. You win the Super Bowl, your owner might be like, oh, yeah, let's dish out some more money. We like Pete Carroll's issue. Oh, yeah, another thing, Pete Carroll's up for contract extension. I think Seattle brings Pete Carroll back. They better bring Pete Carroll back. They went from being garbage to being awesome.
Yeah, to being something again.
To being something, exactly. So I think it's going to make more of an impact with Seattle. However, this could make a huge impact with Denver if Peyton Manning decides he wants to retire after winning the Super Bowl. Then where are they?
That's exactly.
They're worse off than they were when they had Tebow. When they had Tebow, they won a playoff
game. Hey, don't talk bad about Sir Tebow, all right? He's a good player. He played well. He got them there. He won games. It might have been ugly, but he won games.
I saw a meme today, and this is kind of random, but I thought it was pretty funny. It was a picture of Tebow, and it said, I put the stud in Bible study. I was like, that's pretty funny. So, hey, maybe Denver can bring Tebow back.
That's not going to happen. The closest he'll ever get is Jacksonville again in his life. All right, well, here's what it means for my winning team, my losing team. I had Denver winning and Seattle losing. So I'll start with the winners first.
Okay.
Winners, Super Bowl. Well, I got Peyton Manning. He will play again. If he wins the Super Bowl, he will play again next year and probably for two more years after that.
So here's a question. If he loses, he retires, he'll go out like that.
No, he'll play one more year, I feel like. Just to win that Super Bowl.
So, but if he wins, he's still going to keep playing?
Yes.
Try and win another one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
So win or lose, he plays. But if he wins, comes back ready for number two.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so this is another thing for him. It's a redemption. His last Super Bowl. Lost against the Saints. He's 1-1.
It's true. He beat the Bears. And that's why I think the Broncos are going to win. He beat a good defense already.
Yeah.
He lost to a high-powered offense.
Very, very true.
Against the defense.
But what does this mean for Seattle as a losing team? So, what does this mean for them? It's too much talk and not enough play.
Ooh.
A lot of chip chirp, chip chip chip. A lot of chipper out there. A lot of talking.
Yeah.
You gotta perform. You know? But, hey, you know what? That's what it is. And you know, but at the same time, Seattle's a very, very good team.
They got a lot of good
pieces. And they went to the Super Bowl. So, they're gonna pay their players and keep them around. So, that's how I think it's gonna go down for them.
So it's Super Bowl 48 right around the corner. We're talking our top three Super Bowls. I'm going to start from the beginning of the Super Bowl, when it was called the AFL-NFL World Championship game. Green Bay Packers, Bart Starr, Kansas City Chiefs. What are you going to do? Green Bay Packers, NFC, the NFL, win the Super Bowl.
You got to pick the first one. It's what started it all, you know?
I had to pick the first one. 1967.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
What did that game end up?
35-10. Bart Starr at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. Throwing Hail Marys all over the place. Or as Peyton Manning and Richard Sherman would like to say, ducks. They're throwing ducks up there.
A good place to have a Super Bowl, too. Not much snow in Southern California, huh?
Not much snow in Southern California.
All right, top three. What's your second pick?
Number two. Super Bowl 16. I'm going to go San Francisco 49ers 26, Bengals 21. It's the first Super Bowl the Niners won. This would spark a dynasty.
Dynasty time.
You know what? I'm just going to put it out there. The best dynasty ever in NFL franchise history.
Dang right. They're gold, man. They're running gold. They're throwing gold. They had great wideouts. They had the GOAT, not to mention the GOAT, the wideouts, their running backs, and their quarterbacks, man. They just
How could you forget the quarterback? I mean, that was the last thing you said, but Joe Montana. All right, so he won the MVP in that one. So that was a big Super Bowl.
All right, you're number third. Your third one.
Super Bowl 16. My last Super Bowl on the top three list that I have, Super Bowl 42. New York Giants over the New England Patriots. Tom Brady looking for that elusive fourth Super Bowl, trying to get up there with the likes of Joe Montana. Guess what? Eli Manning's in town, and he's trying to do something that his brother hadn't done. Take him down in the playoffs. Boom. Wins the Super Bowl against him. Eli.
Woo.
takes down Tom Brady, 17-14. You remember the best play from that game?
It was that catch to David Tyree!
David Tyree. The catch on his helmet that set up a field goal.
Woo!
And set up a touchdown. Alright. Eli Manning was the MVP of that game. Super Bowl 42. Those are my top three. What about you, Ryan?
Alright, my top three. I went back in history, kind of got stayed close to a recent, more recent ones, but my first one I'm going to go with my last pick, third pick, I guess, would be the Super Bowl 18 with the Raiders and the Washington Redskins. And the Raiders dominated. I have to pick the Raiders. The Raiders and the Niners. You know there's going to be a Niners Super Bowl in here. I have to love the Bay Area. The Raiders dominated, annihilated the other team with Marcus Allen and 38-9 win.
Kind of stomping.
Kind of show that he hit that 79-yard run touchdown in the end of the third quarter in that game. Kind of like solidified it. All right, my number two pick is going to be a Niner.
Ooh.
A Niner Super Bowl. And you know what? One of the best Niners that ever lived, Joe Montana. It's Joe Montana's game. It's meeting up against the Bengals again, Super Bowl 23. And, you know, they didn't call him Joe Cool for nothing. He
down the Bengals twice in a matter of years.
He was trailing the Bengals 16-13, and with 3 minutes about left, 3:20 it says, 3:20, Joe Montana got down in that huddle and moved the whole team all the way down the field.
92 yards.
The drive, baby, the drive. Winning 20.
Who are you going to go see in that end zone?
Dave Clark?
Oh. Touchdown.
20-16 win. And the biggest Super Bowl, I thought, the most controversial, I guess you could say, would be Super Bowl 38. Super Bowl 38. Do you remember anything about Super Bowl 38?
Well, I remember Tom Brady was in that game, and they were playing the Panthers, and I was really pissed because that should have been the Raiders in that Super Bowl. Holy roller fumble. Come on! I hate this Super Bowl. But there was a good thing. And tell them about that.
Well, I picked the Super Bowl because of one simple situation. The halftime show.
Woo!
Janet Jackson.
And isn't that what the Super Bowl is all about anyways?
Janet Jackson's boob popping out in the middle of that halftime show had to be one of the greatest situations I have ever seen in my life. Funny, and it kind of just took over the whole Super Bowl in a way.
It did.
I mean, the game ended with the Patriots winning 32-29 against the Carolina Panthers, but you don't really remember it for the game. You remember it for that halftime show.
Definitely. I mean, what's exciting about an Adam Vinatieri field goal at the end of the game? Not exciting.
No, not at all. And it was against the Panthers. It kind of weirded me out, you know?
Well, it should have been the Raiders.
Jake DeLome?
Yeah, Jake DeLome. I mean, it should have been the Raiders versus the Panthers. But some conspiracy theorists out there might say that the NFL wanted Tom Brady to win, and they didn't want the Raiders to win the bridge game.
Touche.
Guess what? The whole reason the Raiders aren't in that Super Bowl, that rule is now out of the NFL.
Yeah.
The tuck rule is gone.
Tuck rule is gone. There you go, and that's another reason why this is a big, big Super Bowl for me.
All right, so going into the Super Bowl, wanted to give you a couple stats, facts, some kind of fun things, some things that might boggle your mind to think about. I'm going to hit you with a couple Peyton Manning stats because Peyton Manning's in the Super Bowl, so I think that's big. The number one stat I'm going to throw at you is passes completed in a career. Peyton Manning right now has thrown 56 completed passes in Super Bowls. The number one person on that list is Tom Brady with 128. That is more than twice as much.
Damn.
However, if Peyton Manning completes 25 passes, he can jump his way into fourth all-time, tied with Jim Kelly. Now, if he can throw 28 completed passes, he will jump himself into second all-time, only behind Tom Brady.
That's gnarly.
The second thing I'm going to throw at you is passing yards for a career. Peyton Manning's been to two Super Bowls, okay? Think about this. Two Super Bowls. He has 580 yards passing. That's 290 yards a game. Let's just say he throws for 290 yards in this game, keeping accurate with what he's done so far. That would put him at 870 yards. 870 yards would put him at sixth all-time in passing yards in a career.
That's
behind
crazy.
Guys like Terry Bradshaw, John Elway, Joe Montana, Kurt Warner, and Tom Brady. The only one who has less than four Super Bowls there? Kurt Warner. And the last thing I'm going to throw you out with, because I was talking about Kurt Warner, is passing yards in a game. Peyton Manning, right now, is number 9 on the most yards passed for in a single Super Bowl game with 333 yards. The guy he's trying to catch up to, Kurt Warner, who holds 1, 2, and 3 in passing yards per game with a record of 414 yards per game. Now let's go back to what I said with the passing yards for the career. If Peyton Manning breaks Kurt Warner's record of 414 yards in a game, he will jump himself into number 5 all-time in front of Terry Bradshaw for most passing yards in a career in the Super Bowl. Those are my 3 things to think about.
That's kind of crazy. That is very crazy. I got some random and fun and some interesting stats here and some fun facts. So check this out. Of the top 10 most watched American television programs of all time, did you know 9 of them were Super Bowls?
I did not.
That's pretty crazy. Cool. All right, how about this one for you, Steve? Which player won three times MVP?
I think I know who it is, but why don't you tell me?
All right, it's Joe Montana.
Yeah, that was right.
Joe Montana just knew what to do under pressure. Yeah, that was right. He just knew how to do it under pressure. And my third thing, can you name the 4 teams that have not been to a Super Bowl or played in a Super Bowl?
Well, I can tell you one right off the back. That's going to be the Texans. They've been around the least amount of time and they haven't been there.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Why don't you tell me the other 3?
All right, we got the Detroit Lions. They're kind of that team that makes sense why they've never been to the Super Bowl. They're flashy, but they have never been that whole team.
They're never consistent enough as a whole team.
Exactly.
Man, Barry Sanders was so good. The rest of their team sucks.
Exactly. And the way they play now, it's kind of like the same kind of thing.
Megatron and Reggie Bush and the rest of the team sucks.
So how about this? The Houston Texans, like you said, and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Isn't there one more? You said 4.
And one more. Cleveland Browns. Woof. Ouch.
Man, who's worse overall as a franchise? Browns or the Lions?
Ooh, gosh. I'm just going to have to say...
And then, hold on. Would you like to see that as next year's Super Bowl?
Oh, my God. No, absolutely not.
It could happen.
Oh, my God. No, absolutely not. I'm going to say the Browns.
Again, the Browns are a worst Super Bowl franchise. Worst franchise in the
NFL. Worst franchise. Just because of recent and... I feel like Detroit has kind of, like, some history. Not necessarily just saying history, but has, like, some, like, core players and things that you remember about Detroit. With the Browns, I don't really have much like memory or thinking of it, to tell you the truth. Maybe it's because I'm from California, not from Ohio, or...
Is it kind of weird that 2 of the 4 teams you named come from the AFC South, and then 3 of the 4 teams you named come from the AFC?
The NFC's a better division, I feel like.
Well, I'd say there's more parity in the AFC. More teams are going to...
Yeah. They're better.
Yeah. Alright, well... That's it for this week. Scratch Hit Sports, Steve Langston alongside Ryan Hilton.
Watch that Super Bowl. Have some fun.
Yeah, Sunday. Got to eat some guacamole, one of the most consumed things you can have. And avocados are good for it.
Avocado's good.
Make it easy.